Well, good morning. If I stopped you on the street and asked you to identify yourself and to let me know your mission in life, what would you say? Maybe you'd say something like, I'm Jim Smith or whatever your name is. And as far as your mission goes, you'd say something like, I'm a construction worker or whatever it is that you do. I'm a nurse. I'm a teacher. I'm a factory worker. I'm a farmer. I work at Walmart. Maybe I work at the casino. Whatever my work is would define my mission, and my name would be my identity. I've made a little illustration. So, identity and mission. You get your identity when you get your name. Your mission comes with what you do. Hold these thoughts about mission and identity for a minute. I'm going to turn and talk a little bit about the gospel, and I'll have some questions for you. Then I'll come back to this poster and tell you a little bit more. Right now, have you heard the word paradigm? Our paradigm, which is a shared set of concepts or ideas, is how we think about identity and mission, okay? Just how we think about how they're related to one another. In our gospel today, probably still wet from being baptized in the Jordan River, Jesus is led by the devil, or by the Spirit rather, into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And we know he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry. No kidding, 40 days. But would you say Jesus was on a mission? You bet he was. He was tempted three times by the devil. First, the devil said, just go ahead and turn these stones into bread. That would have solved the hunger issue, right? And Jesus, he could have been self-sufficient. He could have chose to turn those stones into bread, but he didn't. He trusted God in his mission, that he would be okay in the end. And then he noted that man does not live by bread alone. Question for us. Have you ever desired or tried to be self-sufficient? So self-sufficient that you wouldn't have to rely on anyone, not even God. The next temptation he received was a dare by the devil to throw himself off the top of the temple in Jerusalem. I'm sure anyone who would have seen Jesus throw himself down like that would have thought that was really something wild and sensational. But Jesus wasn't about becoming a sensation or a celebrity. He told the devil, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Question for us, have you ever sacrificed your Christian values or principles to become a sensation or maybe a celebrity? In the last temptation, the devil promised all the kingdoms of the earth to Jesus if he would just worship him. And of course, Jesus as God, he already owned everything, everyone. He created them. Jesus was not about taking shortcuts to gaining power or having people bow to him. And he tells the devil, get away. Question for us, have we ever worshiped something or someone more than God? Things like money, cars, houses, sports, people, anything. This gospel illustrates Jesus' mission to show us how to fast and how to pray. And who was Jesus praying to? His Father in heaven. It was through his Father in heaven that he was given his mission. First, to fast and pray in the desert. And then later, as we know, his other big mission, to suffer and die on a cross. And it was through his Father in heaven, when he was baptized, that he received his identity. Remember, when he was baptized, the sky opened up and a voice from heaven came out, "Behold, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus' identity and mission both came from his Father in heaven. If this mission was defined by the work he had done previously, his mission would have been something like, "I'm a carpenter." So in difference to our earlier paradigm where identity was your name and your profession was your mission, Jesus flipped the tables. His identity and mission were defined through his relationship with God the Father. This was Jesus' example to us that we also should have a relationship with God the Father. This is where we receive our identity and our mission, through him, not based necessarily on what we do. This leads me back to the paradigm shift I noted earlier. Our shift is that the identity and mission should come to us through our intimate relationship with the Father. Our mission doesn't start with what we do for a living. It starts with having a relationship with God. What does he want your mission to be? This is the paradigm shift as shown on my updated poster. You can see that in the back. Relationship first, then identity and mission. What is your relationship with God? Are you nurturing this relationship with our three Lenten traditions of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving? What mission is God calling you to do today? Is it doing something different than what you're currently doing? Or is it calling you to modify something you're doing? Just think for a moment. If everyone in the world having a deep relationship with God would listen for and follow their calling to their specific mission, wouldn't that lead to a better world? God loves each of us so much, and he will direct us in the paths we are to take if we listen to him. Through Jesus' example relationship with his Father, we have now been given a roadmap to help us identify our own identities and our missions. But it all starts with relationship with God.